Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sebi Malili, is that right?
It's Milardo, but yeah.
Milardo?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go with Milardo's then? Why'd you go with Malili?
Malili's a town I was born in, Sicily.
Oh, you were born in Italy?
Yes.
When did you come over?
1970.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 10 years old.
Why did your folks come? Because that's late for emigration from Italy, right? I mean, a lot of people came much, much sooner.
Yeah, my mother's family was here. They came in first, and then I guess they wanted to come over, so we came over and started a new life here, you know.
You still fluent in Italian?
Oh, yeah, I could speak it, I could write it. I went to school there till fourth grade.
That's incredible. this place is great, and your business journey, I mean, this is a family-run business. Your daughters?
Yeah, my daughters, my wife.
And of course, you have Josephine's here this morning.
Yes.
And the place is great. Now, just tell me just quickly, like, how is business? I mean, it's been an interesting ride, although pizza was good in the pandemic, right? I mean, that
yes.
kept you floating.
Yes. The takeout kept us going. When they closed the dine-in, we couldn't, that was not good, but the takeout kept us going. And we're still surviving with that, and you know, we got good food. That's why mainly, we stay afloat. We have a lot of people to support us. Portland is great. Middletown always comes over and supports us. Cromwell too. So, yeah.
Couple quick things. You know, you've had three different locations, right? You were in Middletown, then went to Cromwell, and then you're here in Portland.
Right.
Just explain to me why you, because that's not easy for a business to do that either and still thrive like that. Is it because you kept growing or you were looking for the better location? Like, what was the thought behind it?
When I was in Middletown, it was more of a bakery. It was not a lot of food. So, you know, we got into a little bit of food business. When I went to Cromwell, I started breakfast, we did lunch, and then we grew into doing it nighttime. We opened up for dinners, but it was just too small. It was like 1,200 square feet, and we had a lot of catering. People wanted catering, so we needed a bigger location. So we came to this opportunity, came here to, you know, come to Portland, and we took it. This is a lot bigger. We do a lot of catering out of here, and I was able to do, all three things. Breakfast.
So you still have a catering business too?
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah,
wow.
We do a lot of catering. Yeah.
So we're talking with Sebi, and Sebi is short for what?
Sebastiano.
It's a great name. Sebastiano Milardo.
Yes.
Don't break my legs.
No.
At Malili's. You know, I love family businesses and small businesses, but I think about the challenges. Like, a lot of places are like, they'll do their cafes, they'll do breakfast and lunch close at 2:30.
Right.
A lot of places, pizza places, sub shops, they'll open up at 10:30, you know, close it at 8:30. You do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That feels kind of brutal. Like, that's a long day. That's two shifts, right? Or three shifts? What are you talking about from staffing?
It's definitely two shifts. But it's just a lot of hours. I put in about, I would say, probably 16, 17 hours a day, because we also do all our breads here. So, we start up around 4:30 to, cook all the breads that we do here. We do our own Italian bread, grinder rolls, hard rolls.
You make all that in-house?
In-house, yeah, every day.
Get out.
We do it every day. We do our own, pastries here, and this is done every day, you know.
That's incredible. So, obviously, if it's your business, the more you work, you're sort of paying yourself anyway. So it's like free labor for the business, right, if you look at it that way. But that's still an incredible way to live your life, although you're here with your kids and your wife, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what moves? Like, what sells the most here?
Breakfast is good. We do a lot of pizzas, grinders. That's more, you know, more of our specialty stuff. But we do breakfast is...
Like what? Give me two or three things, like out of everything on the menu. You know, whether it's the so-and-so pizza or the corned beef hash or whatever, the pink. What? Give me two or three. Someone's going to come down here. Well, you got one shot for them. What are they going to get?
Well, our pancakes are real... Real big. We, you know, we have a, you know, just one pancake or a double pancake or a triple stack pancake. They're really humongous. All our breakfast is good. Specialty pizzas, we do a Sicilian pizza, which that's what we grew up with my grandmother and my mother. It's a Sicilian pizza. It's a white pizza with parsley, sun-dried tomato, and that's called cuduruni, but... And not too many places do that, and we have that every day. We have the thick Sicilian pizzas. We also got a lot of specialty pizzas. We do a 18-inch round, you know, large, you know, like New York style pizza, which is great. And we have specialty grinders too. Our grinders are 16-inch grinders or 18-inch or 8-inch grinders. And there's just specialty stuff. We have the Steph's favorite, all that. It's really.
I'm stunned, you know, by all the bread is your own. That's very rare in this day and age, even for family run business. We're talking with Sebi Milardo at Melilli's in Main Street in Portland. Come down and have some breakfast. I'm trying to figure out if I want to go corned beef hash or the big breakfast that includes the pancake. Because if the pancakes are signature, then I gotta get it. I want to ask you, how about cost? I mean, have they come down? Yeah, I always like to take sort of a temperature check because all the politicians talk about inflation, but you're the one who knows it and feels it. They don't. You think that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are going to the market? Because they're not. So,
no.
So you tell me, what's going on?
Well, it's unfortunately the price of food is going up so high that it just makes it tough, and you can't really.
It hasn't come down at all.
No, oh no, it's going up. Especially, you know, imported stuff is going up like crazy. But you need to. I don't know if they really know how hard it is to keep a business going. We don't. It's hard to find staff.
Right.
So this is why, you know, that's what makes it even harder. But the food cost is crazy. They got to try to do something because a lot of through the years of been doing this for 28 years, I have a lot of friends that close
right.
businesses because they just can't afford it, you know.
A couple things real quickly. You're opening up something in Middletown too, which I love the concept of. So just when is it going to open and what is it?
We're about 3 weeks away from opening Novella's and Melilli's on 871 Newfield Street. It's going to be an imported Italian market. We're going to be bringing in pizzas, grinder. So
in terms of like Italian specialties, terms of meats and prosciutto and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, we're going to be having a coca station. We're going to be doing our own sausage, hamburger, and all that. We're going to have a meat counter. We're going to have 8 cases of product to grab and go. And we're going to have all our specialty pizzas, grinder shops. We're going to be doing breakfast sandwiches in the morning. So we got a lot of going on. But the specialty Italian market, there is none around. It's something really to see. Special cheese is special.
Brings you back to the old days a little bit, right?
It is. We took a tour to Bronx in New York for a Little Italy, and it's just going to be something like that, but even better.
Awesome. You know? Hey, what do you love about Portland?
Portland, the people in Portland have been very, I don't know how to say, very supportive since I came here 11 years ago. A bunch of great people that support you, and, you know, the town is great. The people are great. The town is great. Ryan right now is a great first selectman. So I have nothing bad to say about Portland.
He says that the cops in Portland and Middletown all come in here, so you must know what everything's going on. You must know what's going on. Well, Sebi, thanks for having us here. We're so happy to be here, and I can't wait to eat. And so come down to Melilli's on Main Street right here in Portland. He's got to get back to the kitchen.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.